Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, one nipple-filled minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Nipple.
I'm Jessa.
Welcome, Nipple. Welcome, Jessa. We're back with Myrn and Jessa from the Point Break Minute. Welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
Welcome back. Yes.
In the past minute, has your love for Tom Cruise gotten better, Jessa?
No, but my love for Brendan Gleeson has.
Oh, yeah. Well, he showed you his nips.
He did. So I just fell in love.
Oh, yeah.
It's the last time you're going to see them.
I've heard that's how you and Myrn met.
Yeah. Just through nipples. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't quite know what that means.
You picked the nipples. That's what brought you guys together.
Yeah.
Well, there's a website that only shows nipples, and you swipe left or right whether you like them, and then you meet the person.
Yeah, and there's just, you know, those. His had a certain je ne sais quoi that, you know.
I've been told that nipples are the windows to the soul.
Oh, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
They're more like the hubcap for the heart.
I like that.
That's great.
Hubcap for the heart. I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the name of this episode.
Hubcap to the heart.
Well done.
Of the heart. It may not be, but we'll see later. This minute begins with McCloy setting the doctor straight, and the doc gives McCloy a schwitz in a tent. Hello, everybody. We're getting a schwitz. This is more of McCloy telling his evil bad guy speech. So he is
monologuing.
He says, "Don't you understand? Don't you understand?" In the last minute, now he's explaining why money is awesome, and why more viruses are good, and why he would kill his friend all over again. Basically, that's
so
what he's
basically
saying.
The original anti-vaxxer. Then,
no, he's pro-vaccination.
He just wants to charge you for it.
He just wants to charge you for it. Exactly. So
he's like every business. He's like every company, every pharmaceutical company in the entire world.
Yeah.
Yeah, evil pharmacist. So a pharmacist. Or a pharmaceutical.
Well, I don't know if pharmacist.
Not pharmacist. A pharmaceutical.
Are you sure they're making your medicine? They're over there rubbing their hands together. Yes.
Money. I will count your pills very evilly.
Chris, your pharmacist should not be rubbing their hands together while they're
mind you, they're like one, two, oh, look away. 3, 4, 5, and he's not giving me the other 5, so I'm like paying an extra $5 for.
Oh man, he's not giving you the good stuff.
He's not giving me the good stuff, you know.
Aww.
It's just baby oil inside.
When it comes
a capsule,
to the Viagra, I think it's a sugar cube he's giving me. So
is this the correct dosage for you? Who knows?
maybe it'll last. Maybe it won't. You know, that's that sort of thing.
Does anyone think that McCloy's voice actually gets? It goes in and out because it goes to the English accent again. And then at the end of this sentence, he just quits. You know? he just stops. He's just done. I don't know if this is his last. It's not his last day of shooting. I know he's in like three more scenes.
But it could have been his last day of shooting.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, depending on what order.
I'm not taking my shirt off till the end.
Give me time to work out.
Yeah, he'd have to work get my six pack going for this scene.
Well, he had nipple surgery just for the movie, so he had to, you know, had to heal before he could shoot that scene.
Yeah,
yeah.
He had those added. Those are new.
That's was one of the right. reasons the movie ran long in shooting.
He also has an accident that happened while he was getting the thing. He actually had more nipples added. If they pulled that sheet down, there's
like
more nipples.
Oh,
yes, udders. Yes,
udders.
That is. Truly horrifying.
Got a Rob Schneider animal thing going on.
Yeah. Yep. Either that or there's one giant one right in the middle.
Just dinner plate sized.
Ooh.
Oh,
it's so wrong.
But so right.
It is so right. I've got the virus. You've got the cure. Ambrose. Let's get rid of this Ambrose guy. Get back to work.
I love his little "let's get back to work" smolder.
To work. Yeah, he does a nice smolder there.
Let's talk about this. We've all had jobs. We all have jobs. What kind of relationship could you have with a man who killed your friend, and then you kidnapped, and then drugged, and then could you go back and work for him 9 to 5?
Depending on how much money he was paying, yeah, probably. I got no morals.
So, Chris has a price.
Yep,
good to know. What would the holiday party be like?
You guys there with
when
the
you see this guy drunk. Again?
Just blackout you two drunk.
Mm-hmm. Remember that time you doused me with the chimera in the limousine? Of course, at this point, he has his old accent back.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, yeah. I mean, it would be a different work environment, but I think it would be a more exciting one. You know,
I don't think they work together in the same room, so I think that's okay. Because one's in the office, one's in the laboratory, so it shouldn't be too bad. As long as he writes the checks, that's all that matters.
All right.
You're just in business to make money. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
So much you're like, saying if someone at Apple took Tim Cook.
Tim Apple
and kidnapped him and infected him with a virus. But then he said, let's get back to work. I want to make money. In his Irish accent.
Yeah, like, Tim. Also, okay, you sound Tim, different now, Tim.
Now, exactly. Now, Tim. Not people don't know this. Tim Cook actually has an Irish accent. He just does an American accent to make us all feel good.
Mm. Oh, okay. Did you know
that? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Who's to say that Steve Jobs didn't do that?
Oh.
That's how Tim Apple got his job.
That's not what that Bohemian Rhapsody movie about Steve Jobs told me.
There was a Bohemian Rhapsody movie about Steve Jobs?
What are you talking about, Jonathan?
I'm talking about a biopic. It's a biopic.
Biopic is now a Bohemian Rhapsody movie?
Basically. Yeah, there were two, weren't there?
Yeah. The Kelso one or the Magneto one?
Magneto.
That's the better one.
I think Magneto. Sexy Magneto is the better. Sexy Magneto, yeah. Tim Cook.
And it had Kate Winslet in it with her, you know, weird accent as well.
Jessa, what do you think about Tim Cook?
I don't know who that is, unfortunately.
Oh, he runs Apple.
Oh, okay.
Tim Apple. That's the current CEO. Tim Apple.
Oh.
Like Bill Microsoft and, you know.
Huh. I did not know that.
Freddie Twitch.
The more you know.
Yeah, there you go. That's who that is, Jessa. And he could be doing an Irish accent. Any of us could be doing, you know, a different accent that is actually, fooling everyone for this
Sometimes whole time. I like to make Myrrh do fake Irish accents while we're out doing things.
Oh, yeah. I did do that once. So.
Yeah.
I did do an Irish accent once. I was in a show where I had to do an Irish accent, and I really wanted it to be good. So we went out one day, and we were going to adopt our cat, Francis, which we love, who's wonderful. And I did an Irish accent the whole time.
She can't hear you, so it's okay.
You don't know. Francis could listen to the show.
She's right over there.
She's right there. She's
a big supporter of the show.
Okay.
Yeah. See, there you go. Cats appreciate the shout out.
Okay.
I guess she would have thought I was Irish until we came home and I dropped it.
That's horrifying.
I know. Maybe that's why she's so weird.
Yeah.
What? Let's hear the Irish accent.
Let's hear the Irish accent.
I do terrible accents, so I'd love to hear your Irish accent.
All right. Well, it's been a few years since I've done it, but it's fair. I don't want to offend Niall McGowan because it's not anything like that. But I can do an okay Irish accent I end up talking a little bit more quickly than I usually do when I do it too. But there you go.
It's not bad.
Huh.
Mine's terrible because it gets lazy at the end and it turns Scottish really fast.
Yeah, it's like the Australia New Zealand thing where you try to do one
and
it
becomes long and it's none of my accents are good. You wouldn't be listening if you thought they were. Or maybe you think they're the best accents you've ever heard. And I don't know.
That's nothing insane. Like that John Woo guy, man. He talks. He's got good accent.
Oh man, he's got
such a great accent. Him and Tommy Paramount, those accents, man.
Maybe we'll conjure him later. Who knows?
God, I hope not.
Just so you know, John Woo talks like a Southerner. Because this year we tried to come up with something that wasn't going to be offensive. So, John Woo talks like this. So
yeah, got it.
Hellfire. He says hellfire a lot.
Hellfire.
Tom Cruise.
Hellfire.
Get back to
we wanted something just. We wanted something as culturally insensitive as our Brian De Palma, which was an Italian one for no reason. We just made him Italian. I mean, he is Italian, but he's not like Italian.
Like, hey, like Brian De Palma. Forget about it.
Well, he sounded more like
like Mario
Al Pacino.
Oh, like Al Pacino. Okay.
He said that a lot. He kind of talked like that. Anyway, go on. Kind of McGruff the Crime Dog meets.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyway,
Crime Dog. That's what J.J. Abrams is going to sound like next year.
Yeah, we got to remember that. Remember that. Write that down somewhere. So this minute is light on anything except really close up, and the doctor looking at him in. It's not disgust. It seems like the doctor is kind of okay with listening to this. He does get mad at the end and starts to walk away.
He takes his glasses off, which is a big gesture. It really spoke to me in this minute because there isn't much else going on. So he's thinking.
You're
about
an
something.
Actor, right?
Yes,
Murren. So is glasses acting a thing? Like when you have to like, you know, like give someone bad news or, you know, or think.
Glasses acting, like, yes, yes, it is definitely a thing.
Which is great, you know.
I haven't been able to do too much of it. I do wear glasses in real life, but usually when I'm acting, I end up not wearing glasses. But it's nice to get a good glasses roll. There's a lot you can do with them. You can clean them. You can take them off, put them on. You can put them up on your head. And you, if you're looking like
aspires to the god of glasses actors, Christopher Reeve.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I like that you're explaining to me what you can do with glasses. I'm wearing glasses.
But Johnson, do you know what to do with glasses as an actor?
Wait, hold on. Well, this is useless. I have them on my head now, and I can't see a damn thing.
But you look like you look like one of those little moles or something now.
your eyes got really tiny when
you took off your glasses.
Here.
There you go. Okay.
Is that better?
Well, that's what they look like when you have glasses on, but when you take them off.
Like Brendan Gleeson's nipples. Now my eyes are huge.
This is great visual podcast material.
This minute also has some
material.
Really bad like CGI or animated smoke. Or mist?
Oh, it's like let's talk about the smoke.
I can't stand it. I saw it on my screen today, my big screen today, and I'm like, oh, no. That's awful.
I guess they couldn't get steam to register.
I guess not.
It looks kind of green, like pea soup fog.
With all his stuff good. With all his 10 camera shooting.
I was just taking a picture, so I had to make my eyes really big. All right. That'll go up on Instagram.
Hashtag, what can you do with glasses?
Yeah, let's talk about this smoke. Is this our first digital effect other than like the screen, the chimera, you know, like.
Are the masks?
Or the masks. The masks are our first. You're right. And the mountains. I mean, they weren't really over the mountains, but that could have been done with green screen.
Or the lovely glasses being thrown. Another thing you can do with glasses when they were thrown.
Throwing them at the camera, and having them explode.
You're right. God, there's so many digital things. The only digital thing we had in the first movie, you guys were joking about, you know, having Guetta work on your movie. We only had, you know, that knife from the first movie that falls slowly? That was a CGI knife back in 1996.
Oh, wow.
Mm. And it looks really nice.
There was a little bit of CGI when they had to remove Frank Oz from Muppeting Claire, but other than that,
yes. This movie, it's been pretty good. What do you guys think of the effects now that you guys have seen this recently and in the filter of I've seen Jurassic Park? That's a good filter to go with. If you've seen Jurassic Park,
where do you rate it next to Jurassic Park? I will say this, you know, they looked dated, but the effects were not what bothered me about this movie. That was they were pretty innocuous, I guess. They were just kind of like, okay, that told me what it needed to tell me.
The only one that really distracted me was the glasses when he throws them and they exploded. But other than that, I was kind of like, cool.
Now I know that when we get to it later this week, there is we've seen them before, but the way that they shoot the masks in this movie as opposed to the way they shoot them now. Is significantly different.
I was about to ask.
Like you can see the tracking of the camera go, okay, we've got to track it to this point, and then he can take it off. Well, now it's like it doesn't matter what they're doing, we'll just take it off. So it's interesting.
Well, now we have the magic of, we can pull off anything. Well, we also didn't have skin and hair quite done yet. I think we're good with skin and hair now.
Yeah, there's cool new technology and stuff with like hair punching and the
hair punching.
Yeah, that's what it's called when you you punch the hair through the and tie it in a knot when you do fake hair
into the head.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, I was just picturing like someone punching down on the top of your skull, which sounds like it would hurt a lot.
No. It would hurt.
A punch to the hair. I haven't seen that. I want to see that in a movie now. Like that's like the new, you know, the next evolution of movie fight work. There's a lot of punches down onto someone's head.
Yeah, instead of like spin kicks and like throat kicks, it's head punching.
Head punch.
Yeah. Which I guess is just a regular punch.
Yeah, but just a different angle. You punch someone in the face. Like
from the top of the head, you're talking like down into the
hair.
Yeah.
Right on the hair.
Yeah.
Hurt those follicles.
That's my weak spot. My fontanelle. Yeah. It never really grew in, so I have a little soft spot in it. No, I'm kidding. Weird.
have to wear like an old a helmet all the time just to make sure. You
know, I do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll fall down and kill myself. It's not good. Who's run is we don't see this yet, but I guess one of the teams running the gas, the fake gas. I mean, it's fake shot, but someone's running
what do you
the
mean,
gas.
The team? Is this something that's going on that I'm not aware of?
In this scene, the gas. What? The gas that's coming. Not gas. The smoke. The.
Are you saying this isn't real,
Chris? This may not be real. This may be faked. That may not be Dr. Nikorovich. That may be someone in a mask. I'm just putting it out there. I'm putting it out there today, probably. And let's see if I'm right. I think Brendan Gleeson may be fake.
There it is.
What do you think? He's the one wearing the mask.
What are they using to like
the flu?
Poison him?
Oh, to make him go back to sleep?
Yeah.
Or just to make him think he has the flu?
I guess both.
No. Oh, good question, yeah.
You know what? I didn't look up what fakes the flu. Let's do that. What fakes the flu symptoms?
Awfulness.
Do you think they really gave him the flu?
And then just gave him a
How amazing a would shot? That be if they actually did? How do you do that?
They're just like,
how do you do that?
Oh, hey, you suck. Let's give you... They just have a kid sneeze in his face.
All right,
that's
Timmy.
That's why he's not...
Get up here.
Oh, my God. Guys, that's why he's so wet. They had children yeah, come in, and he's like a giant Gleason so lollipop, wrong. And they just had children with the flu lick
oh,
him.
Oh, lick nightmare.
That's why... So we were wondering why his hair was so up. It's from being licked. It's
oh my God.
Yep. Everyone just sit there and simmer on that thought for a second.
Oh.
The children are Gleason.
All right, good. Let's move on.
A Gleason lollipop.
I'm going to have nightmares about that tonight.
I don't know who I feel worse for, Gleason no. or the kids.
The kids are probably like, meh, I've tasted worse.
They get the kids who like lick the ground at yeah. recess. And they're like, oh, it's nothing kids like worse than that.
Lunch break or something, or is it like something you did when you were little?
I've never eaten paste.
Me either.
I ate dirt once.
Oh.
Outside, just thinking, what does dirt taste like?
Huh.
Tastes terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was last week. I got bored. I was bored. You don't eat anything that touches the ground in Chicago. That's a hard and fast rule. If it's on the ground, it is gone forever. But it's right there. It does not matter. It's just gone. Just leave
not
it.
Not outside.
No, we don't have a 5-second rule. Because a hobo could have urinated on everything around you. The only thing safe is your house. Inside.
Nasty.
Not outside. So, your planters, it does not matter. We're also a big baseball town, so a lot of people walk by that are drunk from baseball games, and that's a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get that chewing
tobacco
spit.
Those are the
kind of
people you could easily get to. They would easily lick a man's chest.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
Just a bunch of drunk people.
Does that make everyone feel better if they thought it was just a bunch of drunk people licking him instead of children?
A little bit.
Yeah. The fact that it's children is, kind of distressing me.
Yeah. And the fact.
But what if they were children that weren't like lied to? They were like, you are going to lick this man's chest for money. I mean, what if they put tape over the nipples? Like, you cannot lick his nipples. It can't be sexual.
Already sexual just having these kids lick this guy, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
I
didn't like the demand in your voice either. You are going to lick this man for money. There wasn't an option there. Just because you're getting money, it's still.
Yeah, no, because they were actors and they were hired. They were child actors. You're like, what is the kid up for?
Yeah, but there's still rules for kid actors, man.
Is that one of the rules? Someone go
Probably.
Look
Probably.
I mean, have you...
Mern's an actor. He should know.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie Birth? That's a weird movie. Nicole Kidman, her husband dies in the beginning, and then he's reincarnated as a child.
Spoilers for Birth, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's like the beginning of the movie.
That's like the point, yeah.
He's older, though, right?
He's like
preteen.
Nine.
It's very weird.
I hate this. I hate this too.
I believe to
Jess's face right now. She's like
to this day.
Well, she doesn't like Tom Cruise, so Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise at the time.
Are you sure they didn't just hire Tom Cruise? Are you sure it was a child? Sure, it wasn't just Tom Cruise in the bathtub
like
with
her? Hobbit. They had him.
Maybe. Was it just some extra scenes left over from Eyes Wide Shut?
Yeah,
could be. Maybe he's just wearing a mask. A kid mask.
Mm-hmm. Who's this small child in the bathtub with her? Oh, that's an adult man. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish. But actually, I think I've heard, I verify this, but I believe it is still to this day Nicole Kidman's favorite role.
Ugh.
Yeah. If you see the movie, it's, you know, to be perfectly frank, it's like, it's sincere and it's done in a way that's, you know, not totally disturbing. And the kid, there were some people worried about, the kid came forward and said, like, you know, it's, they were very respectful and I didn't feel unsafe at any time. So, you know, it did okay, but it's very strange. Very strange to watch.
So what you're saying is he was not asked at any point to lick any man's chest.
No, not even Brendan Gleeson.
Wow. Okay, well, all right. I would have seen that movie.
you kind of wanted to lick Brendan Gleeson, is what I'm getting.
You know what? Now I wonder what he tastes like. He's covered in baby oil.
Sweet, salty, and slimy.
I'm starting to worry about Jonathan now.
Yeah. I'm just going to cut all this out because it's so disturbing.
It's very weird.
It's very weird. You know what? Let's stop talking about weird stuff and let's go into Tech of the App, where there's nothing weird to talk about.
Not at all.
Everything is safe and wonderful. All right. Everybody, follow me in here. There's a little gas. Just don't mind that. Let's just walk on in.
You may have to lick Brendan Gleeson.
Maybe. All right, we're here. Hey, look, there's no Brendan Gleeson.
Woo. Oh, we're safe.
We're safe.
Woo, thank God.
This one's hard. Nothing's changed since the last episode, so all the same things are in play. But this time, I'm going with that comfy pillow behind Brendan Gleeson's head.
Mm.
Because I bet it is gross. One, I bet it is covered in his flu muck. And I have been in hospitals, and a good pillow goes a long way.
Yes,
so
it does.
Tech of the app. Well, Chris has been in hospitals more than I have, but yes, it is. It is a good pillow. See, I don't think the pillow, he doesn't have it in the configuration of someone who's been in there for a while. Because by the time you've been in there for a while, it's like in a weird, you know, like M shape, because your head's kind of in it. But
you ask for like multiple pills. Can I have one for my arms?
What's because those pillows are like wafer thin. I don't know where they get their pillows.
They're awful. They're awful.
You know what you do when it gets too mucky though? Flip it over. Good as new.
Oh yeah, the
cool side of the pillow.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of a pillow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, works every time.
Myrn, what about you?
I mean, it's a path already trod, but I'm going to go with the glasses.
Oh, glasses acting.
Glasses acting. And, you know, glasses are a very valuable technology, you know, either to be able to see properly or just wear them as a prop.
Are you a glasses half full kind of guy?
I'm a glasses all the way.
Whoa.
Glasses full to the brim.
Full throttle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Full frontal glasses.
I see glasses half full, then I just fill it up.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Or I down the first half and then fill it up again.
Jessa, what about you?
I'm going to say the plastic sheeting, because I like how they film the majority of it through the plastic sheeting. Like, you're in there with Brendan Gleeson in the little tent, and it makes it seem very hazy with the doctor guy outside, and like...
Yeah, he looks very distorted.
Yeah, like very dreamlike.
It almost makes you wonder if they're trying to communicate something with that.
What?
Filmmaking.
Yeah.
I do like it. It's supposed to be a dream, and I do enjoy... I mean, we know it's not a dream, but I do enjoy that he kind of looks all hazy and weird the whole time. It also makes him scary.
Yeah.
Because he thought he was dead, too, so...
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like it. Chris, what about you?
I'm going to go with the cheap-ass smoke.
Cheap-ass smoke.
Cheap-ass smoke.
That's actually not a bad one. That's great. You guys picked some good stuff in a minute. Again, this is basically the carbon copy of the minute before it. Words were different, but it was a lot of the same stuff. So I think we've come to a lot of disturbing conclusions about, you know, child actors and glasses and
Jonathan's desires.
My proclivities toward wanting to see this for some reason.
I was excited that Brendan Gleeson was in these minutes, but now I'm kind of glad that tomorrow we're not going to have to see him anymore.
Yeah,
we've had enough of Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah, his lower, doe body kind of takes up
upper
a lot.
Half being nude.
Yep, I agree. So what we'll do is we'll come back tomorrow for minute 63. It'll be on Wednesday. You can find us at MinuteImpossible.com, MinImpossible on Twitter, and The Impossible Minute Force on Facebook. We'll see you guys later. Oh, also, check out our Patreon. We do have Patreon episodes available, and that is at the $2 level. And at the $1 level is where you can hang out with us in our monthly Discord mixer, where we all get together and talk. Sometimes past guests, future guests, and just friends of the show come on. It's super fun. And for $1 a month, you guys can come and listen to us. So go to patreon.com/MinuteImpossible to see all of our different tiers. And we appreciate everyone who has been helping us and supporting us so far. Anyway, I'll have a list on Friday that we'll all read through. But yeah, thank you again to everybody that's doing that. And please listen to our other content. And until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Murrin.
I've been Jessa.
This minute will self-destruct. See you.